and everything to it, and more water, and recook it and brighten it up some.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of long sweetening and short sweetening?
Long sweetening?
Uh-huh.
Ain't that a new sugar they've got out? I mean, a new sweetener.
I was wondering if you heard that for molasses and syrup, you know, people call molasses long sweetening. But I guess they always just call it molasses.
I've always heard it called molasses.
Uh-huh. Sam, this is an imitation maple syrup. It's
real maple syrup.
Or it's
genuine maple syrup.
Okay. And when sugar was weighed out of the barrel, you'd say that it was sold?
Out of the barrel?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say it was sold in?
Yeah, it was sold in barrels.
Uh-huh. Sugar
and flour. Do you know flour was sold in barrels?
You buy a whole barrel at a time?
When my grandpa Dix went to town, so he had to go in the wagon.
Uh-huh.
Unless it was just a few years before he died, he bought a Model T car.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first ones or second ones that were put out.
Mm-hmm.
But Daddy said when his daddy went to town, unless he had to carry off some cotton or something, when he went to the grocery store, when his mom would tell him the flour was out and the sugar was out and the meal was out, that he'd get in the wagon and go to town. And when he bought when he come back, he bought a barrel of flour and a barrel of sugar. And that's the way he bought the sugar and the flour, by the barrel full. You know, me and you, say if we lived here, and we had to go out there and hook up to a wagon to go to Lake City or to Lulu.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know we'd get where we could figure what it'd do us 6 or 8 weeks at the time? If we wasn't going to carry something more to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to town, we'd bring enough back to do us for 6 or 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be out there hooking up the horse running up town every other day. Over here to Powell's grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Or up there to Rob's. The American people just likes to go. That's why they go as much as they do.
Yeah.
They just like to go. Don't take but a few minutes, see. And when Grandpa Dix got through with the crop, he went down to Cedar Keys. It'd take him a week to go.
Mm-hmm.
Him and somebody else, about three of them, and when they went, they'd carry two wagons or three wagons.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got down there, they'd get them mullet and bring them back. They'd saw them down and pack them in the barrel.
Is there a community down there still?
Where, Cedar Keys?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's still an old community like this?
Yeah, it's an old town. You go to Chiefland and go right on down to Cedar Keys, and there's just one road in there to it. It's an island.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good place to go on a picnic, place to swim, dress you, put on your bathing suits, and got tables to fry your fish and everything.
But do you think if I went down there, I could still find some older people to talk to?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a regular town.
Mm-hmm. And something that you might have to spread on toast or biscuits in the morning.
Spray it on?
Mm-hmm. You might have jam or...
Well, you'd spread that on.
Mm-hmm. Jam or what else?
Jam or jelly.
Okay. And something you might have on the table to season food with would be?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. Say if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd say... He'd tell you, give
me an apple, probably.
Okay. And